Gentlemen, gentlemen, let's get down to business.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the queue. Of course, my name is Mark Bland, and I am your host in the wonderful world that is and always will be the queue. I hope everybody is doing well out there today. We have a very exciting show for you. And when I say we have a very exciting show, I mean, yeah, this is going to get really entertaining really quick, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason that it's going to get so entertaining so quickly is the fact that I've got a problem with censorship. I don't know how many of you out there have problems with censorship, but I have a real issue with censorship right now. Censorship. I have a real issue with it, and we're going to bring this out to the light. I want everybody out there to hear what I'm getting ready to say. But also, we've got open phone lines. If you would like to if you'd like to call in, please be my guest. In fact, especially if you're one of the individuals who I'm getting ready to discuss here live on the show, be my guest. Give us a call. I would love to hear your opinions and everything else. So I'm going to be joined shortly by Matt Krueger. Of course, Matt's going to come in and join us on the show because that's what Matt likes to do. He's a joiner. He's a guy that comes in and joins. Also, don't forget, you got to check out thequnow.com. That's thequnow.com. Thequnow.com. Find past episodes, future episodes, the last episode with Travis Cook on there. One said Travis Cook. Love Travis Cook. What a great guy. But yeah, we're going to have Travis Cook on. And it was an exciting show. That's episode 70. Episode 70. It's amazing that it's been 70 episodes of The Queue. So yeah, 70 full episodes of The Queue are now are within reach of you. Within reach of you. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, coming in at a whopping 143 pounds, soaking wet, wearing boots, with his sunglasses on his head that's going to get in the way of stuff, wearing a Galaga shirt, hailing from the great city of Wentzville, Missouri, Great Oaks Subdivision, it's proud baby boy, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Krueger!
Woo! Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm not 143 pounds.
Not 143 pounds? How big are you?
175.
You're 175 pounds?
I don't look it, do I?
No, you don't look it at all.
Yeah.
Not in the least bit.
I hold it well.
You hold it well.
I think people underestimate how tall I am.
You are a pretty tall guy. No, you're not. Pretty short.
I'm 5'11".
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Krueger's here. After a late night recording session with one said Mark Bland for the Savage Vibrations. By the way, you can find Savage Vibrations, the other show we like to do. You can find it on Twitter. You can find it on Twitter at Savage Vibrations. You can go to Facebook.com/Savage Vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you can find Savage Vibrations and listen to the we're a little off the cuff with that show. That show was designed to kind of, it used to be called Ramblings with Matt and Mark. But it's been since gone through some overhauls. We got a cool new logo and everything else.
Yeah, different format, slightly more structured. Ramblings was more of a free form.
It's a ramble. It was ramblings.
Yeah, it was just whatever we wanted to talk about. We didn't really do any research coming into the show.
Nope.
We just sat down and, you know, flew off free form and
we didn't care.
Complete improv and, you know, whatever we wanted to talk about. And
all right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into my censorship issue right off the top, just like I said I would. So we'll be back on the queue right after this.
River City, rascals all the way.
This isn't the same old Rascals.
Rascals Baseball is back and better than ever. Opening night is Friday, May 18th, when the Rockford Riverhawks come to town and River City has the best opening night ticket offer in Rascals history. Purchase a ticket for Friday's opener and receive a free ticket to Saturday's game. Concessions have been revamped. Enjoy the new, better-priced food like the $2 hot dog and try the new barbecued nachos and Big Philly steak. It's Rascals Baseball the way it should be. Affordable, family fun.
Who can you trust when it comes to shipping important items and documents? The UPS store in Wentzville is your one-stop shipping and packaging expert. They have moving boxes and shipping packaging for all your personal and business needs. Wentzville UPS can take care of your black and white or color copies as well, including blueprints. Do not trust your shipping to anyone else. Trust the UPS store at 1939 Wentzville Parkway in Wentzville. Call them at 327-7444.
We've got another office equipment emergency. Yay Day. Yay Day.
That's right. The best kept secret in the Westplex area. Yay Day Office Equipment, with over 20 years experience specializing in sales, service, and supplies like printers, fax machines, copiers, even toner and inkjet cartridges. If you buy supplies from Yay Day Office Equipment, service is on Yay Day. That's Y-A-E-D-A-E Office Equipment.
Yay Day. Yay Day.
Call them at 636-338-4330. Yay Day Office Equipment.
The weather outside is frightful, but here's a kind thought to warm you up. Just pennies at a time, Quiver River Electric Cooperative members have made a big difference. Through Operation Roundup, they've helped local youth and the handicapped, purchase medicine for the needy, funded community projects, and provided hundreds of scholarships. To all of our members, we say thanks a million for your pennies and warm thoughts today. 100% of your goodwill stays in your community, where you make a powerful difference.
Weather brought to you by Quiver River Electric.
I'm Rod Tanner with Westplex Weather. For this afternoon, it'll be sunny and warm with a high of 89. We'll have partly cloudy conditions overnight, a low 66. Sunday, there's a good chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. It'll be partly sunny, a high 85 with winds to 15 miles an hour. Monday, we'll start the week with a mostly sunny day, our high 75. Tuesday continues to be sunny with a high of 75. That's a look at Westplex Weather, and I'm Rod Tanner.
Quiver River Electric, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Q. Mark Bland joined by Matt Kruger today.
Yo!
Providing you with the fight towards freedom. We're going to be fighting for freedoms today, similar to Rocky, fighting for the everyman, going after Apollo Creed. It's a dated reference. If you're under the age of 20, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're not under the age of 20. Anyway, if you guys would like... definitely go check out theq9.com. There's always great stuff going on over there at theq9.com. Plus, you can get a hold of us. Give us a call if you'd like to be a part of the show. 636-356-9266. Let's get into this, Matt. I have an issue.
Tell me what your issue is. I'm not going to get over
the top with this, but I am definitely going to throw this out there. We are going to discuss this, and I want to hear, if you are a person who works for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch or one of its subsidiaries, 636-356-9266, be my guest and call in. I have got to hear what you think is your opinion on why the way this situation is going down. But let's knock this out, Matt. So, recently, there's a gentleman by the name of Dan Caesar, and Dan is the media critic for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STLtoday.com, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Dan's job is literally to cover St. Louis media. So by virtue of me being a professional in St. Louis media for the last 15 years,
right,
you would think that Dan Caesar would want to cover me. Well, no, he doesn't. And it doesn't matter whether Dan wants to cover me or not, because I'm bringing Dan's name up specifically because he was associated with a story that I have an issue with.
Okay.
Not that I have a problem with Dan. Dan's a good guy. Don't have a problem with Dan. I've never met Dan. Don't really know Dan. Have hit him up a couple times on email just to let him know about things. But either nothing's come of it or it doesn't matter. Like, I don't have a problem with Dan.
Okay. Understood.
Because I know that the way I started that off, it might have sounded like I have an issue with Dan. But I don't have an issue with Dan.
Okay.
I would like him to cover me a little more often. Don't get me wrong. I think that would be fantastic if he did. That would be absolutely amazing if Dan would cover me.
Imagine that. People in the media covering other people in the media in a joint effort to bring each other up.
Well, that's not going to happen in the St. Louis area.
Just imagine, though. Imagine all the people living in harmony.
It's a St. Louis thing, man.
Oh.
It really is.
I think it's just a people thing, but
No. Because I get phone calls from radio stations and podcasts and everything throughout the United States of people wanting to do business with me. Some of these people are relatively popular. When Adam Carolla calls me back, this dude is extremely famous and super busy.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Carolla calls me back to talk to me for about a half an hour about some stuff and then turns around and jumps on for 10 minutes on my show for a live interview. Like, he's super busy. And I'm a piddly no-show compared to the power immediate. I mean, this dude's on Celebrity Apprentice. I'm not even close to.
Well, that's one guy.
But
if he's got time for me,
if he's got time for me, then these people in St. Louis should definitely have time for me.
Because they ain't got nothing going on.
They're not swinging as hard as Adam Carolla by any means whatsoever.
He's a hardworking man.
Nobody. Nobody's said Dave Glover? Nope. Frank Opinion? Nope. Nobody in St. Louis radio or TV. A weather girl? Tootie or whatever her name is. Angela Tootie?
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 From the Facts of Life? Tootie?
It doesn't matter. Let's get into this.
All right.
Post-Dispatch. They have a Facebook page.
Okay.
The St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Everybody's got a Facebook page.
Everybody's got a Facebook page. And, of course, with newspaper being based solely on print
mm-hmm.
and comments basically being written out in digital print, mm-hmm. you would see that there's a natural meld between newspapers, magazines, and social media.
Right.
Because it's all written. Okay. So, they have a Facebook page where they like to post stories. Well, Dan Caesar, who I originally brought up a few minutes ago, he is the writer for the media, and J.C. Corcoran, a local radio personality, he's had a rough time over the last 25 to 30 years, multiple stations, stuff like this. Well, his recent situation has led to the potential of him leaving out of town to go to another radio station
okay.
and to continue his craft there, which, hey, you know what? A lot of people give J.C. Corcoran a bunch of crap. I don't. I don't give J.C. Corcoran a bunch of crap. I like J.C. Corcoran. I think the fact that he's edgy because he's a little bit like me. I'm like a younger version of J.C. Corcoran, but in a different way. Like, I go for the controversial things. I look to ask the questions that need to be asked. J.C. just kind of shoots from the cuff. Now, the way he handles himself off air might be different than the way I handle myself off air. But as far as our online and our on-air personalities go,
mm-hmm.
we're very similar. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to take no guff off anybody, and we're going to shoot back just as good as we get.
All right.
That's the way we work. So I defend J.C. Corcoran to a lot of you people out there. Now, don't get me wrong. I would love for a guy like J.C. to have taken me under his wing to help me get to the top of the mountain faster. But I understand that this is a climb that everyone's got to make on their own. And I'm 17 years in on this climb. So at 17 years in, I'm already looking back at the bottom of the mountain and going, I'm pretty high up. I'm just going to keep going. I'm not really worried about if somebody else is going to help me at this point. J.C.'s a decent dude. So I wanted to – Dan Caesar wrote this article about how he was going to be leaving town, and they posted it to their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
On the Facebook page, what's the game with Facebook? You're allowed to comment on people's stuff and kind of give your opinion of the topic or the idea that they threw up at the top.
It's basically your outlet to either agree or disagree in whichever fashion you would like.
And as long as you stay on topic. You know, like if I post something and I'm like – oh, I think Barack Obama's making a big mistake by not pulling the troops out of Iraq. What do you think? I think you suck for supporting Obama. Okay, that's not staying on topic. That's you attacking me talking about Obama.
It's slightly on topic.
No, it isn't.
Obama's name was in there.
Right. My point is, as long as you stay on topic, you're well within your rights to, you know, handle business, right? Okay. So I see this, and I see literally like 30 or 40 posts, like right off the bat. He just posted the story. Really quickly of, don't let the door hit him where the Gordon Lord split him. Hey, man, can I help him pack his bags? He's a piece of dog, blank, blank, blankety, blank, 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 and blank. Wow.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know what? I don't think that that's quite fair as a media persona within the St. Louis area, although to many of you, a non-existent and worthless media persona. I felt it necessarily to defend JC and my brethren to an extent. You know, we all run from the same point of view of free speech and the ability to speak our mind. I defended Rush Limbaugh for having the ability to say what he said on his show about the situation a few months ago. I can't remember exactly what Rush was talking about. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. It wasn't about gays in the military. What was it that Rush, he jumped, said some really ruthless things What about Trayvon Martin? Was it? No. Anyway, I'll remember it. I'll look it up in during the break.
Okay.
But my point goes is, you know, but I didn't agree necessarily with what he physically said. Like, he's got the right to say that to him and his to his people, but I didn't agree with what he physically said.
Mm-hmm.
By no means do I feel he needed to be censored or pulled off the stations. You know, he's got his fan base. His fan base likes him for a specific reason. And if he felt his fan base would eat that up and that's what his fan base would want to hear, then so be it. See, the problem is everybody thinks that because we're on radio that I need to bow down to them and their regressive gun-toting ways and how we all need to vote for the white guy out the South. I get it. But I disagree with you. But I'm more than willing to allow you to speak your opinion. If you have an agreement or disagreement with anything I've said up to this point, 636-356-9266, give me a call. I'd love to hear your opinion. I'll put you right on the air, just no cussing. Now, so I decide I'm going to try to post to the Post-Dispatch Facebook page. Can't do it. Won't allow me.
Okay.
So I decide, maybe, you know, something's wrong. Flip the computer off, turn it back on. Because, you know, my computer's a glitch. It's technology.
Yeah.
Turn it back on. Still can't do it. Try a different web browser. Still can't do it. Go to a different computer. Still can't do it. Try it from my cell phone. Completely different network. It's not my house. It's not my internet. It's not my network. It's Verizon's network.
Mm-hmm.
Still can't do it. When I got to my mom and dad's house later that afternoon, I decided I was going to try it one more time. Still couldn't do it. They're on Charter, and they live in O'Fallon, Missouri, which is like 40 minutes away from where I live.
Completely different IP address.
Different everything. It has come to my attention that the Post-Dispatch and STLtoday.com have decided that I am to be censored when trying to defend or reprimand, regardless of the decisions I choose, or opinionate on their Facebook page. Now, me and you talked about this early in the morning after mm-hmm. our little thing. I don't have a problem with the Post-Dispatch. I don't have a problem with Dan Caesar or his story. I don't have a problem with anybody at all. I wasn't even allowed to voice my opinion the same as a bunch of other St. Louisans. A bunch of other individuals who are allowed to go onto the Facebook page of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and post their comments. Now, I'll be the first to admit that in the past, I have marketed the Q Show to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And at that point, they have a choice to either delete it or keep it. But as far as me commenting and saying anything at all that would potentially put me into hot water or create a distrust between me and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, I've only commented on maybe 3 or 4 stories in like 4 or 5 years.
That's not a lot at all.
3 or 4 stories in 4 or 5 years. And my comments weren't even that bad.
they were bad, just not that bad?
Well, no, let me rephrase that. They weren't anything that was... Listen... People said things about J.C. Corcoran and Dan Caesar's post on that Facebook page mm-hmm. worse than I've ever said about any other story that I've ever been.
So people were saying things
very disrespectful.
Maliciously attacking.
Maliciously, yes.
And I have
never done anything like that or remotely.
You make a couple of comments.
Never.
Not even related to the J.C. Corcoran
right?
thing. A few posts in the last 4 or 5 years.
Right.
I haven't read them, but I'm guessing nothing worthy of a ban.
No way.
And then a few times saying, oh, well, if you like that comment, check me out on this. You know, give yourself a little plug.
Right, sure. And that's even back then when I didn't have, but some of these came from when I didn't even have the queue. I had nothing to plug. It was just, hey, I think blah, 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 this about Obama. Or I think blah, 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 this about such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Just an opinion. Maybe you don't like my opinion. Maybe you love my opinion. Either way, it was just a general opinion. It wasn't a malicious attack. It never said, hey, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch needs to go blank, blank, blankety, blank itself. And then Dan Caesar or these people or that person has to go blah, 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 blah. No, this is a concerted effort by by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and the people of STLToday.com to censor an individual for no reason other than the fact that they can. Now, I defend their right to use their Facebook page however they see fit. If they feel that I am a threat to them, I'm going to give you a reason now. Get it? Like, don't make it up in your head. Ladies and gentlemen, I tried to teach you all, you aggressives and Republicans and conservatives, my liberal and my moderates that listen to the show, all of the people that listen to the show every single week on theqnow.com, all my national listeners to the tune of 6,000 plus people that download the show every week. I try to impart knowledge to you that's of a value. You know what I'm saying, Matt? A certain value. If the St. Louis Post-Dispatch had legitimate proof and reason for censoring me, then please, St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STLToday.com and your Facebook people that handle your stuff, please bring it to my attention and show it to me. Show it to me. Show it to the whole St. Louis area. That's fine. Do an entire news story up on Mark Bland, and these are the things he said, and he's a horrible human being, and he needs to not be listened to or taken serious ever again. Do that story. Go for it. I'm down. I don't mind. Ain't going to hurt my feelings. Because I guarantee you, by the time that story's done, more people will know my name than less. And I'll still do my show. Because I don't have a local fan base. I have a national fan base. And I'm very unhappy with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. If you guys just would have came to me with a reason why, that would be fine. But you came with no reason. I tried to log in. I tried to make a comment, a general comment to defend J.C. Corcoran, not even a malicious comment towards the other people, just to be like, hey, you guys need to take it a little easier on J.C. Here's why. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No. You won't even allow me to do that because you're disrespectful to your media brethren. And I'm sure Dan Caesar and the rest of you guys at the Post-Dispatch will hear this and be like, who cares? Nobody cares about that guy and his show. Yeah, but I'm going to put this everywhere. And yes, social media, it's a... Never mind.
It's on.
Oh, bro, like I said, if somebody's got a problem with you for no reason, give that blanker a reason. MRFer. Give them a reason.
The only thing I can equate that to is when I was a kid and I wouldn't get my way and I'd start throwing a little tantrum, start bringing on the fake tears.
Oh,
and then,
man.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, the parents are like, oh, you want to cry? I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here on The Q. If you get a chance, go to theqnow.com. Think about what I said. Give us a call back. We'll bring you on after the break, 636-356-9266. We're at the bottom of the hour. It's time for some CBS updates.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-318-3919. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-318-3919. That's 800-318-3919. Again, 800-318-3919. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call
President
for
Obama is talking about the economy and security across the globe today in a summit with G8 leaders at Camp David in Maryland.
The Annan plan has to be fully implemented, and that a political process has to move forward in a more timely fashion to resolve that issue.
The diplomacy continues tomorrow and Monday in Chicago as representatives of 60 nations gather for a NATO summit. CBS's Peter Mayer has more from Chicago.
Various groups with various causes plan protests tied to the weekend NATO summit. Chicago police, the Secret Service, and other agencies have massive contingency plans, all aimed at keeping any big demonstrations away from the summit meeting at Chicago's Convention Center. The police have a sound cannon to break up any trouble. The police chief, though, says he has to give permission to use that or tear gas.
CBS News Update, I'm Sharon Middleman.
See Whining Younger Tire in Troy. For car, ATV, SUV, and farm tires, on the farm service, road repair, and now general auto repair, see Whining Younger Tire in Troy. Computer spin balance with every tire purchase. See Whining Younger Tire in Troy.
I'm Tom Busby, CNBC Radio. Facebook falls flat. After all the hype about Facebook's initial public stock offering, shares rose just 23 cents on opening day. Adding to the problems, a computer glitch delayed trading for half an hour this morning. But it was the deepening debt problems in Greece that sent the markets lower again. The Dow falling another 73 points, the Nasdaq down 35. At least oil was down. It's a seven-month low, $91.48 a barrel. First General Motors pulled all its paid ads from Facebook, saying they just don't translate into sales. Now the automaker says it won't advertise on next year's Super Bowl, saying it's just not worth the price. There was good news today about jobs. The unemployment rates fell in two-thirds of all states last month, a sign that hiring is on the rise. And China, not happy about a new U.S. tariff being imposed on Chinese-made solar power equipment. They say it'll hurt clean energy efforts and trade between the two countries. Tom Busby.
La, 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 la. Why does sales exec Rob Taylor stay at La Quinta? Because with La Quinta's new mobile site, Rob can hold a room at the last minute with one finger and his phone number.
Bam!
This makes Rob one confident son of a gun. And when Rob's one confident son of a gun, you know what he does in his meeting?
And here's the sales pitch. Oh, that one is crushed!
He knocks it out of the park! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Instant hold your next successful stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit Think Assured.
Westplex News Talk 1280, streaming live at westplexnewstalk.com. Powered by People's Bank and Trust.
Oh.
Troy, Winfield, O'Fallon, Hawk Point, Ellsbury, and Bowling Green. People's Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Weather brought to you by Quiver River Electric.
I'm Rod Tanner with Westplex Weather. For this afternoon, it'll be sunny and warm with a high of 89. We'll have partly cloudy conditions overnight, a low 66. Sunday, there's a good chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. It'll be partly sunny, our high 85 with winds to 15 miles an hour. Monday, we'll start the week with a mostly sunny day, our high 75. Tuesday continues to be sunny with a high of 75. That's a look at Westplex Weather, and I'm Rod Tanner.
Quiver River Electric, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
From the Beltway to Main Street, Laura Ingram talks here weekday afternoons at 4 only on Westplex News Talk 1280 and WestplexNewsTalk.com, the voice of the Westplex.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the queue, of course. My name is Mark Bland, and give us a call if you get a chance, 636-356-9266. I just went in on the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I'm also live on my Facebook page right now. You can go to facebook.com/blandmusic. That's where you can find me. So if you want to chat with me live on the air, see what I'm talking about, you're more than welcome to. I don't have a problem with that at all.
I have a problem with it.
Not really?
Not really.
You shouldn't have a problem
with it. I just wanted to be fodder for a second.
Fodder. Or is that fodder?
Fodder.
Fodder or fodder? Hello, mother. Hello, fodder.
DeFaja.
DeFaja. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, we were talking about the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And long story short, for any of you guys out there that were not listening and you just turned into the show, basically, recently went onto the St. Louis Post-Dispatch Facebook page where they post a lot of their stories. People are allowed to read the story and then comment on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I was not allowed to comment. No matter what computer I used, it's obvious that the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STLtoday.com has me blocked personally from their Facebook page. For no reason, or at least a reason that is unbeknownst to me personally. Like, I'm one of those very honest guys. You know, if I do or say something, like, I'm one of those guys who knows when he's burning a bridge. Okay? Like, don't get me wrong. I've done enough of the stick my foot in my mouth in the past kind of things. But when I come onto my radio show and specifically name off the St. Louis Post-Dispatch on their Facebook page and then slam it the way I did, I know what I'm doing. It's not just me getting all angry and emotional and coming in here and going, I just don't like the Facebook page, blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. You're trying to censor me. And it's not cool. Nobody else try. You know for a fact, Matt, you know for a fact that if this was a St. Louis magazine or something, or some other place in the United States, and a writer from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, here, check this out. You know for a fact that if a writer from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch was censored by his editor at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, they would go ape crazy.
I've never heard the term ape crazy.
Ain't got no choice, dude. It's FCC regulated. You know what I mean.
Could you explain what ape crazy means?
Ape sh. That's all I'll say. Ape sh. They would go, yeah.
Apes are crazy.
Nuts. Okay. They'd go nuts, and they'd be screaming up and down about the First Amendment and freedom of speech, protection acts, and this, that, and the other, and you can't censor me, and I'm an American, and they'd be holding a Starbucks coffee the entire time that they're doing it.
Would it be Starbucks. A Starbucks coffee?
Yeah. It's a venti.
But would it be a Double Starbucks coffee Frappuccino. In one of those really expensive like cups that doesn't actually say Starbucks?
But it says Starbucks on it.
Oh, so everybody knows where you got
it. Yeah, so everybody knows where you got it from? Yeah, product? You probably even got your Norah Jones CD that says Starbucks Records at the top of it? Yeah. No.
Nobody listens to Norah Jones
Shut
anymore.
Up. You're wrong. You're just
Don't
wrong.
Don't censor me.
You're wrong. Ridiculous. I'm sorry. If you guys think that I'm in the wrong, give me a call. 636-356-9266. I just wanted to post my opinion like everybody else. That simple.
Equal rights.
Hey, you call into my show, anybody from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, ever. If you ever call into my show, have the gumption and the guts to even attempt to. 636-356-9266. I'll let you on the air. I won't censor you. I won't stop you. Because it doesn't do me any good. You're just another person. There's a sense of... I talk about St. Louis all the time. I'm not a St. Louis hater. I'm born and raised here. I love my town, but I don't like the attitudes of the people in this town. There is this sense of entitlement in this town that if you get a job with a job description that says anything higher than Chief Chili Fry Maker, you have this sense of entitlement like you walk around and run this town. Shut up, you don't. I run this town.
I made a chili cheese fried pizza last night.
Bald-headed. And how did it taste, by the way?
It was amazing.
I was interested to find that out because I saw that. No. I saw it sitting on the table, and I'm like,
I had
really interesting.
I had a wild hair up my butt last night, and so I was like, oh, well, I'm going to make a pizza.
Right.
So I got my pizza dough out.
Pizza dough.
And I decided to get some chili.
Chili.
And mix in the chili with a little bit of pizza sauce.
Lots of pizza sauce.
Some cheddar cheese. Some French fries, okay? Straight out of a deep fryer. Bacon, more cheddar cheese. Throw that in a 400-degree oven for a few minutes. Oh, my goodness. It was like a heart attack in a box. Because I put it in a pizza box when I was done. It was so delicious.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then you dribble. Like I really like Louisiana-style hot sauce. Tabasco is good. But I like the Louisiana hot sauce, so just like Louisiana hot sauce dribbled on top of that. Oh.
All right.
It was so good. Okay, I'm done.
You got some stories over there. Oh, I noticed that you got some stories. Throw me something, man. Throw me something.
Let's you something?
Get me moving, because if you keep me here right now, right. I'm going to destroy the St. Louis Post. Right. Oh, by the way, just a kicker for everybody out there. Kicker for everybody. I'm not telling you yet to do this, But if I continue to get treated like this by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, I think it's time to just move to the online version that's free and don't cost you a dime anyway. You ought to just stop paying them.
You'll get
them.
Your opinion out there either way, won't you?
Yeah. You just stop paying them and start looking at STLtoday.com. And when they switch that over to a pay site, then guess what? You just stop paying them. And you go to like Yahoo/St. Louis, and you go to some of the other sites that are well known for news that have their own localized versions, and you just read them, and you just keep moving on.
Can I get a newsprint sized Nook? That way, I can just hold the giant 3-foot screen in my hands and flip through the newspaper on a giant 3-foot Nook, or like an Amazon Kindle.
You sure can. You can have all of that.
Nice. All right. So, on the count of five, I want you to name five things that aren't Jackie Chan. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Five things that aren't Jackie Chan. Go.
Chris Tucker, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, Eminem, and Matt Kruger.
Oh, wow. That's a lot better than most people. Most people can't name five things that aren't Jackie Chan.
I'm smarter than all you St. Louisans.
Okay. So, Jackie Chan is calling it quits, which is why I bring this up. Our most beloved action star is no longer doing action movies. He is going to be doing...
Would you say that Jackie Chan is our most beloved action star?
No, it's actually probably right now, honestly, The Rock.
It's either The Rock or like... Isn't Sly and Arnold still there? Like they're
well, Arn- still, Arnold isn't.
They're still, but the Sly is still there.
Sly's still there. He's got the Condemned, or not the Condemned. That was the Austin movie. What is it? I can't remember what that movie was. Either way, Jackie Chan is basically filming his last movie, and I believe it's called Chinese Zodiac, and it's his 100th movie. And that's insane to think that he's done 100 movies because, like, I love Jackie Chan. I think I've only seen maybe 7 of these movies of the 100. So he says basically that he had to ask his body how long it's going to be able to keep up. He's 58 years old.
Yeah,
that's not stopping Sylvester Stallone because I believe Sylvester Stallone is 62, maybe?
Something like that.
And so he's just... And he's always funny. Jackie Chan's main staple of his movies is that they're action comedies, really. And so he says, I'm really, really tired. He says, the world is too violent now. It's a dilemma because I like action, but I don't like the violence.
His problem is that he does all of his own stunts.
Exactly.
Like he has worn himself thin.
He's broken bones doing stunts.
He's just broken
jumping from buildings to buildings and through car windshields. He's shattered his body. He says, I don't want to just be an action star. I want to be a true actor.
Of course.
I can kind of respect that, but really, what kind of acting chops does Jackie Chan have? He doesn't really have a huge grasp.
In Japan and China, he's probably a fantastic actor. Because he speaks their language.
Now, granted, out of his 100 movies, like I said, I've only seen about 7. And a lot of
Jackie Chan movie?
Who Am I?
I don't know that one. I think my favorite one is probably Rumble in the Bronx.
That was a good one.
I really liked Rumble in the Bronx.
At least you didn't say the
tuxedo.
Don't
get me wrong. Rush Hour was decent. Rush Hour 1 was good. It was solid.
Was it? Shanghai Nights?
Yeah, didn't like the Shanghai stuff with Owen Wilson too much.
Not a big fan of Owen Wilson?
No, I like Owen Wilson. Just I wasn't a big fan of that franchise. I didn't think it was all that great.
So
he's leaving, and he's going to stop doing movies, and he wants to...
He says he wants to be the Asian Robert De Niro.
He wants to be the Asian Robert De Niro.
And I can kind of respect him for that.
I can respect him, but do you think that's something... Like certain
that's a,
people
it's
have
a good
goals
thing to aspire to.
To aspire, but is that a good goal to try to have? Like, to aspire to...
Who doesn't want to be Robert De Niro?
Yeah, but it just sounds cheesy coming from a guy who's damn near 60 years old.
How old is Robert De Niro?
He's 70-something.
Yeah, so shut up.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, ladies and gentlemen, on The Q. And when we come back, more entertainment for you. Go to theqnow.com. Check out about the show and the information on the show. I'm going to be putting up a new section called the players. And the players are some of the guys that I have on more currently on the show. Like Matt's picture is going to be up there in a little bio about him. Woo! And Fred and Travis and everybody. So I'm going to give them all a little love. So, yeah, definitely go check out theq9.com while we take this break. We'll be back right after this.
Ouch!
As a youth baseball coach, I was always having to deal with my kids tripping over bats left lying around in the dugout. But that was before I got the Bat Boy. The Bat Boy can be used on any baseball or softball field, and it gives your players a secure place to hang their bats. Not only will it prevent trips and falls, but it can also save you hundreds of dollars in grip replacement and damage to your bats. Call Making Sense today and get your Bat Boy to keep your dugout safe and organized. Call 636-368-2477. That's 636-368-2477.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-318-3919. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-318-3919. That's 800-318-3919. Again, 800-318-3919. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Emhart Hospice, serving our neighbors with expert end-of-life care since 1994. At Emhart Hospice, patients come first, and we're there for you whenever you need care, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wherever you call home. Tell your doctor you would like to discuss Emhart Hospice as your hospice provider, or call 1-800-HOSPICE to talk to a caring staff member. Amhart is a We Honor Veterans partner. Amhart Hospice, when living for today matters most. Also serving St. Louis and Farmington.
Weather brought to you by Quiver River Electric.
I'm Rod Tanner with Westplex Weather. For this afternoon, it'll be sunny and warm with a high of 89. We'll have partly cloudy conditions overnight, a low 66. Sunday, there's a good chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. It'll be partly sunny for a high 85 with winds to 15 miles an hour. Monday, we'll start the week with a mostly sunny day, our high 75. Tuesday continues to be sunny with a high of 75. That's a look at Westplex Weather, and I'm Rod Tanner.
Quiver River Electric, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the queue. Of course, my name is Mark Bland, joined today by Matt Kruger of Savage Vibrations. You can always check that show out at facebook.com/Savage Vibrations. Did a new special little intro. Did we? No, we wanted an intro. A show last night. Show.
Yeah.
Intro. What I'm talking about.
I was like, you wrote us a new intro?
I wrote us a new intro. Like, I'm like, amazing at what I do. The things that I do are just absolutely amazing. By the way, just for everyone out there, I want everybody to get a taste of my new favorite rapper of all time.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's happening, ladies.
Oh, you are not.
Oh, man. You are loud as loud can be.
You got me excited. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something now. I'm not going to play too much of this, but
oh, please don't.
let me intro this for everybody out there.
Are you going to play the old one or the new one?
Well, first off, I want to skip this video because this is ridiculous. I don't understand, man. I know that they got to make their money. But it's kind of ridiculous. So last night I'm chilling and we're doing the show. And afterwards, Matt shows me an episode of Equals 3. Now, if you don't know what Equals 3 is, there's a gentleman by the name of Ray William Johnson.
Great guy.
Interesting individual. He does one of these like Daniel Tosh style internet video breakdowns.
Yeah, he does like a viral video review where he cracks jokes and he reviews three videos in a 5 to 6 minute video he uploads
twice
a week.
Extremely funny. I think he's extremely funny. Very.
He also has a team of writers, too, like right. most funny people do.
And he's got a really, really strong presence because he does about 6 to 7 million
He's the number one YouTube show.
Really? Can I just get a word in edgewise? Can I?
Oh, you don't like it when it's done to
No, I just want to get a word in edgewise.
You don't like when it's done to you.
6 to 7 million views a week. And he does 2 shows a week?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 7 million views per show. 14 million views a week that this guy is getting.
It's insane.
And he's making serious money off of it. But here's the funny thing. So the other day, Andy Milonakis happened to jump in and step in for the young man, Ray William Johnson. And yes. He happened to show me on his little 3-video breakdown this guy by the name of Krispy Kreme. That's his rap name. White kid named Krispy Kreme. Well, Matt goes, oh, if you love this, then you have to see the original. And I said, what? What do you mean? This isn't the original? And he goes, oh, no. This dude's holding guns with like a 12-year-old holding another shotgun in the background. I'm like,
Moneymaker Mike.
Moneymaker Mike. There's a
Krispy
guy.
Krispy Kreme and Moneymaker Mike.
This guy has to be a total of maybe 4'3" tall. He's like Tom Cruise high.
He's Napoleon.
Okay. Moneymaker Mike is taller than him wearing the Mac Miller shirt. They're both holding. He's holding like a Glock, and Moneymaker Mike, the 12-year-old, he's probably
it's
holding.
It's a
like,
Red Ryder BB gun.
It's either a Red Ryder BB gun or it's like a. It's No, it's probably a pump. It's like,
it's
it looks
a
like
slide
a shot.
Action 22.
Yeah, it's like a slide action 22. And they do this song called The Baddest. I love this guy. I want to play this for you guys. Listen to this.
Krispy Kreme.
I got to be careful.
2012. Yeah. We back up in this. Y'all already know. Because I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all. Y'all think I don't get girls, because I ain't very tall. If she see my stacks, I bet you that she calls. You know that I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all. Y'all
think it sounds a lot better
girls,
without the video, but
I love him.
The entire time I'm watching the video, I just want to wipe the dude's nose. Really?
Even if you had 1,000 knives, even if you had infinity knives, I would punch you up into the air like a kite. I bet you sleep with the night light, cause you're scared of the dark, cause you stink like a fart. Well, I like your fart on fire with my rhymes. You think I won't? I do it all the time. I bet I got more money than Jay-Z. Compared to me, Jay-Z is lazy. Plus Beyonce thinks that I'm cute. It's okay, Beyonce, I think you're cute too.
Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, there he is. Krispy Kreme, go like spell the exact same way as the famous breakfast donut.
Now, do you think there's infractions there? Like, is Krispy Kreme trademarked?
I don't care if it is. Honestly,
probably. My
he's
question
totally,
is,
yeah, he's totally ripping off. Well, no,
like
I think,
it's got copyrighted.
I think Krispy. I don't remember if Krispy Kreme has Kreame.
I don't know.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter. It probably is literally a copyright infringement situation with the name and all that. But regardless of this, I love this kid. I think this guy is great. He's not taking himself too seriously. Like, you're right. He needs to wipe the boogies out of his nose, dude. Like, my 7-year-old daughter is a little bit better about wiping her nose than the 16-year-old kid is. But if you heard those unbelievable rap lyrics right there, ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat because there's a second video.
Oh my goodness.
So watch the rest of that video. Oh, dude, hold on, man. Let's bring Krispy Kreme back.
Made out with every girl in the world.
He made out with every girl in the world.
I might look small, but I'm not. I don't care if you're big. I'll fight you. Well, I do know that I the
like he's getting pumped.
Money, dude, I love the like 12-year-old kid. Moneymaker Mike.
I wonder when Moneymaker Mike's gonna get hit like his own song where you know he throws in some lyrics or you know a verse of his own.
Money, then I don't mess with y'all think I don't get girls, cause I ain't very tall. If she see my stacks, I bet you that she calls. I have 400 cars.
Oh, jeez.
I have 400 scars and 400 guitars. I have 400 houses. I have 400 mouses and 400 houses. Bet you I can dance better than you.
What's he gonna do with 400 mouses?
No, 2 + 2. It's 4. It's 4. Now go and shut the door. Cause nobody wants to see your face no more. I'm tough as nails. You're slower than a snail. I beat up every single person in jail.
Just nose dripping all over the ground as he's doing this.
So hard you'll say, ouch, you crunched me. I fought 2 lions.
So he's sitting there.
He fought 2 lions.
I don't even carry a gun.
And he don't even carry a gun.
But I never.
While he's holding.
He never runs. Yeah, while he's holding a gun.
All right, so he's holding this voice filter screen to keep the microphone from popping, right?
Right.
You know how we have these like nice little foam things on our microphones? Yeah, yeah. And he's just wiping his nose all over it. Whatever studio he was in to record that had to have thrown that away when they were done.
All right, we're gonna come through with the ending. Here we go.
Krispy Kreme. I already told
he's
you
Master Pace.
2012 to infinity.
2012 to infinity.
Get out of here.
He's forever, man.
Peace.
Dude, first off, the beat is actually kind of cool. I do like the beat of the song. I think that the song is really, really entertaining.
Okay, now how hard is a beat like that? Because you're in the music industry.
Oh.
How hard is a beat like that to have two, I'm guessing they're, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and let's just say they're 16 years old.
16.
Okay. How hard is that for just a random suburban white kid to create a beat like that in their basement?
It wouldn't be too difficult for them to do. It really more comes down to who's mentally thinking about that style and how to put those exact words and things, not words, but those beat patterns together, you know, the melody itself. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily hard for them to do it, but I don't think they did it. I think an actual producer of music, someone who actually maybe not as famous for it, but somebody who has a lot of experience.
Is this the same dude that put together Rebecca Black's Friday? Like, hey, guys, give me $1,500 bucks. I'll create you a music video. We'll record a song, and we'll throw it up there. And apparently, the dude's got, as of last night, 13,000 likes on Facebook. And we went and we looked up one rapper named Trey, who you said was legendary.
Yeah,
legendary.
Trey's a Southern rapper who's quite legendary down in the South.
And he only had 20,000 likes, and this Krispy Kreme has 13,000. Now, Wiz Khalifa had
113. Yeah, 113.
Yeah. So.
And Mac Miller, the guy, shirt.
Yeah, Mac Miller, who's shirty with him.
Yeah, yeah. The kid, Moneymaker Mike.
1.5
million. No, 2.4
million. 2.4
million. 2.4 million likes on Facebook. So he's totally a social media sensation.
So that's just a little, you know.
That's a little Krispy Kreme for you, ladies and gentlemen. All right. It's time for us. We're up against the break. We are totally up against the break. Oh, this guy, he's doing the Nelly but by Krispy Kremes. Oh, here we go.
Oh my God, that sounds like a Weird Al song.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, go check out thequnow.com. We're going to take a quick break here. It's time for the news, and we'll be back right after this.
News Talk in the Westplex is on Westplex News Talk AM 1280 KYRO, Troy, Wentzville, Moscow Mills.
CBS News, I'm Sharon Middleman. One day before the beginning of a 60-nation summit of NATO countries in Chicago, 3 activists are charged with terrorism. State's Attorney Anita Alvarez.
The individuals that we have charged in this investigation are not peaceful protesters. They are domestic terrorists who came to Chicago with an anarchist agenda to harm our police officers, intimidate our citizens, and to attack their politically motivated targets.
Well, security is very heavy in Chicago because of the NATO summit, and topping the agenda at the NATO meeting, security around the world.
President Obama and the other leaders will discuss the strategy to move all NATO combat troops out of Afghanistan by the end of 2014. CBS News military analyst and retired Joint Chiefs Chairman Richard Myers says the in-together-out-together plan might not hold.
Some countries may say, Thank you very much. We've had enough of this, but I think the general NATO consensus will be to continue to support, pretty much in line with what President Obama outlined.
The U.S. plans to withdraw another 23,000 troops from Afghanistan by the end of September. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Chicago.
Well, today, President Obama is playing host to the leaders of the world's industrialized countries. The G8 summit is taking place at Camp David outside Washington.
So far, so good. We got more work to do.
The G8 leaders are talking about the country's economies, security challenges in Iran, Syria, and North Korea, and the war in Afghanistan.
My hope is that coming out of this meeting, we are going to be able to then, each of us have assignments that we have to execute and that we can report back the next G8 summit.
At Arlington Cemetery today, 200 buglers from across the country played taps in unison. It's to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the first sounding of taps. Funeral services were held today for Mary Kennedy in suburban New York. She's the estranged wife of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. WCBS-TV's Anne Mercogliano is there.
Members of the Kennedy family at the service included Maria Shriver, Robert Kennedy Jr., also Ethel Kennedy, all in attendance. Also, celebrities here, Larry David, Susan Sarandon, Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, and John McEnroe. Three of Mary Kennedy's older children and one of her sisters carried her casket inside the church.
Mary Kennedy was found dead earlier this week of an apparent suicide.
2-1-0. And liftoff. We've had a cutoff.
Talk about a last-minute scrub. A private rocket, the SpaceX, was supposed to launch this morning for the International Space Station, but computers stopped the liftoff. The problem is possibly engine pressure. This is CBS News.
You heard it pays to donate your car for a nice tax write-off. Please choose your charity well. Since 1983, Cancer Fund of America has helped cancer patients and their families deal with the devastation that is the Big C. Help us fund this vital work, and Cancer Fund will make donating your car extra easy with the fastest free pickup. Then you write it off. Operators are standing by to take your call this very minute at 800-739-9020. Donate boats, trailers, and all vehicles, running or not. Cancer Fund handles DMV, the works. Call now and donate that car. Cancer Fund gets it out of your hair pronto. Call 800-739-9020. That's 800-739-9020. Call now, 800-739-9020. Thank you.
Missourinet News, I'm Mary Furness. A bill nearly 10 years in the making has finally passed the General Assembly, adding cell phones to the no-call list, protecting users from unwanted telemarketing calls. Many Missourians want a list for unwanted political campaign calls. Attorney General Chris Koster says that still might have to wait. Senator Blunt says voters are focused on the economy and jobs as a top priority this election year. Blunt, a Republican, is not up for re-election this year. Democrat U.S. Senator McCaskill is. Blunt says Republicans are focusing on the economy. Democrats are focusing on same-sex marriage. And a Springfield man will serve 11 years in federal prison for receiving and distributing child pornography. 41-year-old Jeremy Nabaker pleaded guilty to downloading 39 images and one video between 2008 and 2010. A Lincoln County brother and sister are charged with second-degree murder in the death of a Moscow Mills man from a heroin overdose last month in a hotel in Troy. 38-year-old Jason Voss and 31-year-old Wendy Voss are accused of giving 29-year-old Doug Geiger Jr. the drug that caused his death. That's Missourinet News.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh. That does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream.
A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the...
Weather brought to you by Quiver River Electric.
I'm Rod Tanner with Westplex Weather. For this afternoon, it'll be sunny and warm with a high of 89. We'll have partly cloudy conditions overnight, a low 66. Sunday, there's a good chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. It'll be partly sunny for a high 85 with winds to 15 miles an hour. Monday, we'll start the week with a mostly sunny day, our high 75. Tuesday continues to be sunny with a high of 75. That's a look at Westplex Weather, and I'm Rod Tanner.
Quiver River Electric, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Westplex News Talk 1280, streaming live at westplexnewstalk.com, powered by People's Bank and Trust.
Oh.
Troy, Winfield, O'Fallon, Hawk Point, Ellsbury, and Bowling Green. People's Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Q. My name, of course, is Mark Bland. You're listening to us on 1280 AM. KYRO out of the Westplex. The blowtorch of the Westplex. That's who we are. We're the blowtorch of the Westplex. And this is the Q show that you're enjoying. It's been a very entertaining show so far, Matt. We've trashed the St. Louis Post-Dispatch for censoring me on their Facebook page. And justifiably so, I would say. I would have said, you know, I never censored them on anything, so I think that it's easy to...
You never just threw out a newspaper and didn't read it?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. I think that's censorship right there.
That's censorship.
You got to read the whole paper.
Oh, yeah. Got to read the whole nude paper. Everybody love the nude paper.
The nude paper?
The nude paper. Yeah, definitely we talked about that. Also, our favorite rapper of all time, Krispy Kreme.
2012.
To infinity. I want to get a shirt that says two things. Hashtag poor people smell weird.
Where did we hear that last night?
I think that was Andy Milonakis.
That was Andy Milonakis.
Poor people smell weird. Okay. And I also want to get a shirt that says 2012 to infinity and the infinity sign and then a picture of Krispy Kreme looking at you. That's what I want, man. I think that those would be awesome shirts to have.
You should get the Krispy Kreme face. You know how, like, Obama had that, like, hope and change?
Yeah.
Red and blue.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme 2012 to infinity in that style of, like, hope and change Obama
shirt. I think I could do that.
It wouldn't be hard.
I don't think it'd be hard to do at all, and
with,
I would
with
totally...
With your Photoshop skills, you should be able to pull that off.
Photoshop skills? You mean graphic design skills? Because it's more than Photoshop. That's funny, though.
You could do that with Photoshop. Kinda...
By the way, we found out on the latest episode of Savage Vibrations, which will be going up this week, that either me or Matt is closer to being the perfect man. If you want to know who's closer to being the perfect man, you need to listen to Savage Vibrations. You totally need to. Also, don't forget to check, you know, I never talk about this, but you need to check out a bunch of other shows in the St. Louis area, like the Two Heavy Skydive shows, some of the shows at I Watch Radio, the Mayhem Network.
Two Guys Talking?
Yeah, Two Guys Talking. Yeah, Two Guys Talking. Sorry, I stumbled as I'm trying to drink some water. Two Guys Talking. Thank you. For like, I thought I was done, and I started to drink, and you're just like, and Two Guys Talk. Yeah. Two Guys Talking also. There's a lot of other great... Underground, Tom and Jeff used to be on The Point. They have their own little show.
They're not on The Point anymore?
Oh, man, they haven't been on The Point
in years. This is the kind of crap that happens to me when I have a radio tuner in my car that does not work because it only works on remote control, and I'm dumb enough to lose the remote control.
Well, I've decided that we are going to take this hour of the queue to the next level, Matt.
Oh, my God, is this level going to 11?
It's going to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed?
We're going to
ludicrous speed.
We've reached plaid, sir. We're going to reach Plaid, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to reach Plaid because, on the queue, we are now going to give away a pair of tickets to see Creed live at the Pageant on May 26th, Saturday, May 26th. That's the weekend of Memorial Day weekend. Creed's going to be here performing their entire Human Clay album in its entirety, plus some of their selected hits, at the Pageant Theater. And I've got two tickets. Two plus two equals four. Somebody just taught
it's
me that.
Full.
It's full. It's full. Now go and shut the door. Yeah. That's what I'm telling. Krispy Kreme's the man. No, Creed live at the Pageant here in St. Louis. And I have two tickets right now to give away here on the air, as well as another chance for you to win some coming up. I'll explain to you how you do that. But call in now, 636-356-9266. That's 636-356-9266. I'll put you live on the air, and you're going to win yourself two tickets to see Creed live at the Pageant Theater in St. Louis, Missouri on May 26th. Be the first caller right now, 636-356-9266. So until the callers call in, which they might not, and if they don't, guess who gets a pair of free tickets to go see Creed, Matt?
Me?
Yep.
Woo!
That's just how it's going to work.
As long as they sing What If, and I think we talked about this last week, as long as they do the song What If, that's all I want to hear.
Oh, they'll do it. What if they sing the song What If that they didn't sing? What if we don't sing What If? What if?
I don't know about all that.
How would you greet Hello Kitty? Would it get redundant every time you see Hello Kitty? How you would talk to her?
Hello Kitty.
Would you like it redundant? Would it feel redundant?
Hello, Kitty, period.
Hello, Kitty. Hello, Kitty. Oh, Kitty.
No, Kitty, that's my pot pie.
Hey, Kitty, your dad's about ready to go.
I'm glad you stopped.
Yeah, don't do that. Real quick question for you guys. Has the fear of eating human fingers ever lessened your enjoyment of an Arby's roast beef sandwich?
No, I've never eaten an Arby's roast beef sandwich thinking, I might be eating fingers.
Here are the simple facts. You ready for this, Matt?
Yeah. Go.
14-year-old Reinhardt of Jackson, Michigan was finishing up his Arby's roast beef sandwich last week when he bit into a non-traditional ingredient. He knows from the north. The fleshy severed pad of an unfortunate employee's finger. It had been sliced off in the meat slicer. These things do happen. Now, of course, we can all agree with the fine folks at Arby's that this was an unfortunate incident. But the real question here is one that the USA Today seemed to ask in a very rhetorical manner this past week. Does this unfortunate incident place Arby's reputation in jeopardy? The only real way to know is to pose the question to you, the consumer. So, Matt, as a consumer of fast foods and foods in general, does the fact – now, we'll play this back to something from the 90s also, but does this make you think that you don't want to eat at Arby's any further?
No.
The fact that an actual human finger was found in, like, a sandwich.
No, it does not. I am not going to I don't eat fast food very frequently.
Right.
But I've eaten a lot of fast food in my 29 years.
Now, this is a situation where a finger was found. Now, remember back in the early 90s when Taco Bell had their brand new tacos that had just come out? It was the first time. And remember there was a whole bunch of people in the Northwest, like Oregon and Seattle, that area up there. A whole bunch of people got sick from the meat that was in the tacos. Like, literally sick, went to the hospital. They had, like, medical bills and stuff like that.
Okay.
It created a worldwide storm against Jack in the Box new tacos. And at the time, they were doing three for a dollar. Like, that's how cheap they were. They're still two for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But they were three for a dollar at the time because they were trying to implement it. And it was a huge, like, smash to the company because nationwide, when people found out that, like, literally, we're talking like 400 or 500 people, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Got sick off these tacos. The rest of the nation was like, no, I'm not touching their tacos. I'm not even eating a Jack in a Box. I don't want nothing to do with their foods at all. And they lost a ton of money because of it. Do you think that the sickness aspect is a bigger deterrent, or the finger thing would be a bigger deterrent? Potentially.
I would think that the sickness would be a deterrent because that would be like a salmonella or an E. coli or
outbreak of some sort.
Some type of
been a
foodborne infection. Now, with a finger, Now, like I was saying before, I don't eat fast food very frequently now, but in my 29 years, I have eaten a lot of fast food. I've never found a Band-Aid, a fingernail. I've never found anything other than what I've ordered in my food. And I rarely even have had screwed up fast food orders. I don't know. I guess I've just been lucky that way. So I personally think that finding a finger or something like that in your food is just so incredibly rare that if you're going to not eat fast food, I don't think you should not eat fast food because you're afraid of finding those things. I think you should probably stop eating fast food because it's generally not healthy for you instead.
And the whole point of fast food is exactly that. If you need a quick food break, like you need like a sandwich real quick or something like that, you grab it real fast, you chow it down, it keeps you level until you can get to something better.
And that's really all I use fast food for. I don't go to fast food. I rarely get like the value meals where you get like the giant ass sandwich and you know, the drink and the fries. I might get a McChicken and a water. That's what I do. Exactly what you said. Just to hold me over. Get a little bit of something in my stomach. And I'll bring the blood sugar back up. I go about my way until I can get home and actually make myself something decent. You know, just quick little sandwich and some water. I'm good.
I'm not going to lie to you. I like it.
I love a Big Mac, though. I love the Big Mac.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Jack in the Box
tacos.
I'm posting to my Facebook my new favorite rap artist in the USA.
In the world.
I will sign him.
He made out with every girl in the world, okay? He's bigger than the USA. He even made out with his own grandmother.
400.
That's like 3 billion women.
400 recording contracts.
He's got 400 houses and 400 mouses and 400 guitars and 400 recording contracts.
I love how he's got 400 houses, 400 mouses, and then 400 houses again. Like, so he's got 800 houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy's awesome. Love it. Krispy Kreme is my man.
Krispy Kreme needs a razor and a makeover.
Oh, my God. I love Krispy Kreme. I'm not going to lie to you. If you don't like Krispy Kreme, you're an idiot. Period. Point blank end of story. Here's what we're going to do. We take a quick break here on the show. When we come back, Matt's going to break us off with some kind of a unique, lovely, fun story. Potentially controversial. Not as controversial as me versus the Post-Dispatch, evidently. The Post-Dispatch, who doesn't care. Yeah, well, guess what? J.C. Corcoran's gone now. Open that door. Open that door. Open that door. I want Jed to hear this. Open it. Yeah. Grab that. Open the door. I want Jed to hear this when I say this. Jed is the executive producer of my radio show and the guy who runs the stuff around the station. I want him to hear what I'm getting ready to say. J.C. Corcoran's gone. Mark Bland is here. Done. The power switch has happened. That's all I'm saying.
Close the door.
Yeah, you close the door again.
I tried closing it with authority. It just slammed silently.
Slowly slammed. We'll be back on the queue right after this.
Need help bringing your rooms to life? Choose a floor from Mannington.
This is Jen from Troy Flooring Center. Mannington Flooring gives you more options, more ways to beautify your home, and express your style.
This is Jeff. Mannington options include everything from hardwood to vinyl, from porcelain tile to laminate.
The emphasis is on beauty and variety. Plus, you get advanced technology to help keep your floor looking beautiful for years to come.
Mannington, beautiful floors for the real world.
Come see them today at Troy Flooring Center, downtown Troy.
The Lincoln County Medical Center means quality health care. Close to home, the Lincoln County Medical Center has been serving the health care needs of this region since 1953. For the families who live and work in Lincoln and surrounding counties, LCMC is a valuable resource. We serve as the first line of care in a medical emergency. LCMC provides personalized patient care in easily accessible settings. To find an LCMC physician who's right for you, call 636-528-3448.
Lincoln County Medical Center, caring for our communities.
Christian Environmental Services is the Westplex leader when it comes to waste management. For residential waste hauling, Christian Environmental Services provides the most prompt, affordable, and efficient service. They even do recycling and yard waste pickup. Commercial and construction customers are offered small waste collection to large roll-off containers. Have green initiatives in your business? Christian can help with that. For waste collection from the Westplex experts, call Christian Environmental Services at 866-522-3781.
Need a place for your stuff? Think Circle K Portable Buildings. Circle K offers 8x8 portable buildings as low as $850 delivered and set up. Circle K encourages you to shop and compare because they know you won't find a better built building than Diamond Brand. Circle K offers rent-own without any credit checks. Delivery is free. Circle K also offers moving and relocating your present shed or building. Right now, certified carports available in any size. Guaranteed for snow and wind load. Call Circle K Portable Buildings, 636-462-4770. Anywhere in the Westplex.
We won't be undersold.
Weather brought to you by Quiver River Electric.
I'm Rod Tanner with Westplex Weather. For this afternoon, it'll be sunny and warm with a high of 89. We'll have partly cloudy conditions overnight, a low 66. Sunday, there's a good chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. It'll be partly sunny, our high 85 with winds to 15 miles an hour. Monday, we'll start the week with a mostly sunny day, our high 75. Tuesday continues to be sunny with a high of 75. That's a look at Westplex Weather, and I'm Rod Tanner.
Quiver River Electric. A Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hey, Dirty. What? Look at that girl right there. Oh, she make me say,
boom, boom,
yeah,
boom, boom,
dang,
do what you want.
I like the way you do that right there, right there. Switch your hips when you're walking in, your hair, down your hair. St. Louis homeboy Chingy, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back into the break. I'm planning on doing something that you ain't going to get in St. Louis radio at all. I'm doing something here. I'm going to buck the system again. And I'm going to shoot this out there to everyone. I'm going to buck the system again here before we go to the bottom of the hour break. I'm going to do something that never gets done in the St. Louis area anymore. Now, here's what I don't understand. I brought this up to a friend of mine the other day, Matt. I've got to hear your opinion on this. All right?
Okay.
Now, I don't really listen to The Point all that much.
We've already covered. I can't listen to the radio.
Okay, but when a St. Louis band, a rock band, makes it like a story of the year, do they tend to play their music quite often on the Point?
I've heard local bands being played on The Point all the time. Like back in the 90s, Gravity Kills was a huge thing here St. Louis. But outside of St. Louis, they only gained like marginal popularity.
Okay, fair
enough.
They
were huge in St. Louis because it's a local band, and The Point played them all the time.
Got it. All right. So my thing is that I brought it up to someone the other day because a few years ago, a gentleman by the name of DJ AJ, who's a hip-hop DJ here in St. Louis.
That's a lot of letters.
And DJ AJ... He had brought up that whenever he goes to Atlanta, he was at a music conference that I was at, and whenever he goes to Atlanta, the city's radio station sounds like Atlanta. And whenever he goes to New York, the city's radio station sounds like New York. Or Chicago, it sounds like Chicago. Whatever city he would go to, the radio was playing the music of the artists from that city along with the national artists that were famous at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the city's radio station really sounded a lot like the city's radio station.
Okay.
St. Louis, he said, sounds a lot like Atlanta. They hardly ever play any St. Louis artists physically on the station. I'm not knocking the Hot 104 or any of the stations in St. Louis. It's their choice. They're doing their job. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to keep their bread on the table for their kids and their families. I don't knock them for that. Mm-hmm. But what I don't understand is they don't play, like, Nelly's song from songs from Country Grammar and Nellyville and all that, they were super famous, like MTV number ones.
Mm-hmm.
These weren't just, like, local hits that barely made it and they made some names around here and then they moved on with their lives. No. This guy was huge. There's no reason that the St. Louis radio stations that play hip-hop music should be having a Nelly song in rotation every hour, at least one, or maybe every couple of hours, at least one of them.
Does he have that much content?
Oh my God, there's like 12 or 13 number ones from one guy.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's my point.
I knew he had a couple, but...
Yeah, that's my point. You know, Chingy had like four or five. Jaquan had a couple.
Jaquan?
Exactly, but that's my point. There's a lot of artists like Jibs with the Chain Hang Low song.
I hate that. That's horrible.
But here's the thing. It was a really well-known song nationally. It's nothing about St. Louis. It's the fact that these artists were really successful and famous nationwide. Their songs were known in other cities. They played them on the radio like in normal rotation in other cities. Uh-huh. We don't even play them in rotation in our own hometown. That's sad.
I don't think it's sad because that Chain Hang Low is a horrible song and should not be played.
No, it's sad that the station in your
Either
own hometown.
Way, St. Louis on Y98
doesn't even play it.
They have a local show.
Right.
And 105.7 even holds like Battle of the but Band that's not competitions what I'm talking about. To hit. Don't just me. Listen to me. 105.7 The Point does all kinds of crap for local bands. They even have a Battle of the Band competition so that you can headline Point Fest.
I'm not
and get exposure to other national bands and get
so
your in.
So does Hot 104. The problem is that 105.7 will play these local bands in normal rotation. Not just on the specialized shows designed for local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They'll play it in normal rotation.
And they
at
do.
At 2:12 in the afternoon on a Tuesday, you'll hear a Cavo song on The Point.
Okay, so is it
the They point? Don't do that on Hot 104 so and those
is,
other stations.
So is it this station's job to say, oh, hey, check out this St. Louis artist, here's their song. Or do you just say, here's another song.
And it
just so happens to be from somebody from St. Louis. Do they have to point out every time?
No, that's the point. These songs have become so well known, like Country Grammar or EI from Nelly, mm-hmm. have become so nationally famous, they don't have to point out that here's Nelly from St. Louis and his song. All they have to do is just play his song in rotation.
Okay.
It's that famous.
So then what's the issue? Are you talking about new up-and-comers?
They just don't do it at all.
They just don't play music from St. Louis in St. Louis.
That's right. Like, they do every once in a while throw a little midge in here.
Maybe that's because music from St. Louis just isn't that damn good.
I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. I thought it was kind of odd. I thought DJ Jimmy, like, if you go to Atlanta or New York or some of these other cities, whether it's a rock station, a country station, a rap station, they're playing the music from the local artists of that town as a normal song in rotation. They don't do that here.
Now,
It doesn't even matter if the song sold 10 million.
Now, we have a friend. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to say his band, you know, because I don't want to bring in controversy, whatever.
Right.
But we have a friend who's been who had a show focused on his band on 88.1 KDHX.
Okay.
And they did an hour-long special on his band. And they came live into the studio and did an hour-long acoustic set. Now, I think that's more than, you know, accommodating.
Oh, yeah.
For a local band. That way, you have all of that footage. You can load it up to your Facebook, and you can run with that media and promote yourself all you want.
And that's why I said, I don't knock the stations for doing what the corporation tells them to do. Like, I don't knock them for that. If I'm going to knock them for anything, and I don't knock them at all, but if there was anything to knock them for, it would be that they should go try to defend the fact that Nelly sold 10 million albums. 10 million. That's diamond.
I haven't done 10 million of anything.
He sold as much as Garth Brooks, Shania Twain, and a few other people. Like, Hootie and the Blowfish, 10 million albums. That's a lot of albums, dude. Death Clock won't even get 10 million sold total between 5 albums. Seriously.
I don't know. Death Clock is the number one selling metal album.
By the way, Death Clock's coming to St. Louis. They'll be here in August. They'll be at the Family Arena along with Lamb of God.
Awesome. I want to go.
So I think that's going to be a huge thing. Maybe
we'll try to get tickets.
We'll try to get tickets. They're going to be at the Family Arena. I think it's Lamb of God. I could be wrong. But
probably.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
It's going to be with Arch Enemy.
It's going to be. I don't know.
I'm getting a little turned on right now by thinking of this.
During the break, I'll go search it up, and then I'll let you know exactly who's going to be in town.
Sweet.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here on The Queue. If you like what you're hearing, go to thequeuenow.com. Click on our Facebook and Twitters. Follow us or become our friend on Facebook and Twitters. And also realize I'm still giving away these Creed tickets, 636-356-9266. 2 tickets to go see Creed on May 26th at the Pageant. They're free. Call in right now and you'll win them. We'll be back on The Queue after this.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children?
With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we're looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
CBS News Update, I'm Sharon Middleman. One day before the beginning of a 60-nation NATO summit in Chicago, three men have been arrested. Prosecutors say the trio had planned to attack President Obama's campaign headquarters and Mayor Rahm Emanuel's home. Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez.
These men were here to hurt people and to carry out an agenda that all of our law enforcement, all of Chicago, rejects and repudiates.
CBS's Peter Mayer is in Chicago.
Chicagoans are dealing with the hassles that come with hosting high-security summits. Parts of expressways and the city's famed Lakeshore Drive are closed through Monday when the meeting ends. Then there are the motorcades and demonstrations. One side benefit, though, less traffic as many people just stay away.
President Obama is in Maryland today hosting leaders of the G8 nations.
So far, this has been a frank and useful conversation, and it gives me great optimism about our ability to meet these challenges in the future.
CBS News Update, I'm Sharon Middleman.
Westplex Broadcasting is now hiring advertising salespeople. If you're energetic, well-organized, and motivated to help people, then give us a call now. Call our sales manager, Sandy Turner, 636-262-5864, 262-5864.
I'm Tom Busby, CNBC Radio. Facebook falls flat. After all the hype about Facebook's initial public stock offering, shares rose just 23 cents on opening day. Adding to the problems, a computer glitch delayed trading for half an hour this morning. But it was the deepening debt problems in Greece that sent the markets lower again. The Dow falling another 73 points, the Nasdaq down 35. At least oil was down. It's a seven-month low, $91.48 a barrel. First General Motors pulled all its paid ads from Facebook, saying they just don't translate into sales. Now the automaker says it won't advertise on next year's Super Bowl, saying it's just not worth the price. There was good news today about jobs. The unemployment rates fell in two-thirds of all states last month, a sign that hiring is on the rise. And China, not happy about a new U.S. tariff being imposed on Chinese-made solar power equipment. They say it'll hurt clean energy efforts and trade between the two countries. Tom Busby.
La, 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 la. Why does sales exec Rob Taylor stay at La Quinta? Because with La Quinta's new mobile site, Rob can hold a room at the last minute with one finger and his phone number.
Bam!
This makes Rob one confident son of a gun. And when Rob's one confident son of a gun, you know what he does in his meeting?
And here's the sales pitch. Oh, that one is crushed.
He knocks it out of the park. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Instant hold your next successful stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit Think Assured.
Westplex News Talk 1280, streaming live at westplexnewstalk.com. Powered by People's Bank and Trust.
Oh.
Troy, Winfield, O'Fallon, Hawk Point, Ellsbury, and Bowling Green. People's Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Weather brought to you by Quiver River Electric.
I'm Rod Tanner with Westplex Weather. For this afternoon, it'll be sunny and warm with a high of 89. We'll have partly cloudy conditions overnight, a low 66. Sunday, there's a good chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. It'll be partly sunny for a high 85 with winds to 15 miles an hour. Monday, we'll start the week with a mostly sunny day, our high 75. Tuesday continues to be sunny with a high of 75. That's a look at Westplex Weather, and I'm Rod Tanner.
Quiver River Electric, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
In touch and tuned in. Roger Hedgecock talks here weeknights at 7, only on Westplex News Talk 1280 and WestplexNewsTalk.com. The voice of the Westplex.
Yeah. 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 Two-step with me. Two-step with me. Yeah. 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 Two-step with me. Two-step with me. One. Here comes the two to the three to the four. Everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back to Jaquan and his song Tipsy. Mark Bland and the Cube already playing more St. Louis hip-hop music than the local hip-hop station in St. Louis plays. Literally. At least more St. Louis artists who have hip-hop songs than they've played in a while. So that's just how it is. Sorry. Sorry. Either you're a man of your word and you do what you say you're going to do or you don't. And I just did. I played three in a row. Three St. Louis artists that are super famous and super successful that have made a ton of money in the hip-hop industry. And I just played their songs. Played all three of them as bringbacks on a talk radio show. But still, I played local St. Louis artists. I did that. If you're a local St. Louis artist out there and you want me to play your song on my show, go ahead and hit me up. Mark@theqnow.com. That's Mark@theqnow.com. Mark@theqnow.com. I'll bring you back into the show. I don't have a problem being that guy. Watching some football on TV. Football.
Oh, so actual football.
With the U. With the U-E, thing. U and the squiggly thing.
The umlaut?
The umlaut. Football.
Football?
Talk. Hello, governor.
I don't know about all that.
Chip,
stuff.
Chip. Chip, chip, governor.
Nobody talks like that. They don't even talk like
could
that.
Could you imagine a girl from England who talked like that? Like, are you trying to hit
with
on her?
Your voice?
No.
Oh, no.
Hey, let me, you want to see
a really
this,
pretty girl.
You want to see a bit of the
like
old
you.
Uncle Bob?
No.
Who's your Uncle Bob?
If I met a really pretty girl and she sounded like you, I think that would be a major turnoff.
This summer, two of the biggest names in metal, Lamb of God and Death Clock, will join forces for a 34-show North American tour kicking off on August 1st in Seattle, Washington. The three-time Grammy Award-nominated band from Richmond, Virginia, and the world's most brutal animated death band from Adult Swim's Metalocalypse animated series will shred their way through the cities and throughout the USA and Canada August 15th at the Family Arena. Death Clock, Lamb of God, and Gojira live in concert. Tickets start at $39.50, going up to $49.50. Showtime's at 7, doors at 6. Be there. Free plug. Yeah.
It was a free plug. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a pretty good free plug, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was fun. They should use that. They should literally grab that audio from there and use that as their commercial.
Well, I think you should re-record it. You know,
nope.
We'll bring you into my studio.
You think too much.
And we'll do another recording where you do like the big death metal voice band. You know, voice. Yeah. You got to sound like a major hard. You know,
like a hard ass.
Yeah.
Let's not say those words. Okay, we're
That's
moving
why
on.
I didn't say the word.
Yeah. Speaking of concerts, guess who's going to be in concert on May 26th at the Pageant? Huh?
Creed
performing their entire Human Clay album, and I have free tickets right now. 636-356-9266. That's 636-356-9266. Call in right now, and I will give the first caller who calls in a pair of free tickets to see Creed live in concert Memorial Day weekend. Let me ask you a question. Do you think because of the cost of gas and travel in general over the last few years that Memorial Day weekend has taken a hit?
No.
More people stay at home?
No.
I think it has.
I don't think so.
I think more people stay at home for Memorial Day weekend than go out. Which one do you think is a bigger weekend, Memorial Day or Labor Day?
Labor Day.
I think Labor Day.
But with all of the gas pricing fluctuation that's been going on, hasn't affected my travel schedule at all. I still go everywhere that I want to go. I don't even care. It just doesn't bother me. If I want to go somewhere.
It's because you're rich. It's because you're rich, right? You're regressive.
I am far from rich.
You are a conservative?
I'm just going to go where I want to go. If I want to go somewhere bad enough, I mean.
Do you have $77,000 a year that you make?
No. No, I do not. Not even anywhere close to $77,000 a year.
43,000 euros?
No.
43,000 pounds?
Less.
Oh. Yep, that's not working out for you so much.
And I don't know.
You know what we should do? I really want to take...
Money and gas prices have never affected where I want
to
go.
I think it would be great if we could get an RV center to supply us a free RV and gas for a cross-country Savage Vibrations, The Q road trip, and like broadcasting from different cities. Go up to the Rock and Roll Museum, Hall of Fame Museum up in Cleveland, do the shows live from there. Turn around and cruise down to like Nashville, do the shows live from the Grand Ole Opry. Do the, like, you know, just go around to like unique places in the United States and just do the show from the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Do the show live. We could do a show from Busch Stadium. Oh, wait.
No, we can't.
The Professional Bowling Hall of Fame?
Nope, can't do that.
Oh, we could do a show under the arch.
Nope, can't do any of those things because they're lame.
Well, the arch really isn't all that
lame. The Busch Stadium thing would be cool, but only if we could do it from second base. Like, if the table was set on second base, and it was like we were in the empty the
with
stadium.
A game going on around us.
I wouldn't say with a game going on, but that would be really cool if the game was going on around us. I think that that would be really just unique. But, yeah, you know, no, not so much. I think it'd just be fun. It'd be fun if we could do all that. So, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Matt. Saw the Avengers finally. Talked a little bit about that on Savage Vibrations. Go check that out at facebook.com.
We talked a little bit about my Avengers viewing last week as well. What did you think?
I thought it was good.
Scale of 1 to 10?
About a 7. 7.5, maybe an 8. 8 solid.
Right on.
Same place that I saw Iron Man at.
Sounds like a glowing review, Mark.
I'm just looking up other things right here that we could potentially be talking about. Like,
I've got a couple of topics.
What do you got over there?
Well, I've got I've got that whole Skechers thing.
Yeah, talk about that to me because that kind of caught my interest.
All right, so have you ever worn a pair of shoes and you know the pair of shoes was said, oh well, it'll do A, B, and C for you, and you don't have to work any harder. But guess what? It's gonna strengthen your calves and strengthen your core. And you're gonna get 6-pack abs from these little shape up shoes. Well, apparently you're not.
Really?
And so because of that, the government wants you to know that simply sporting a pair of Skechers fitness shoes is not going to get you Kim Kardashian's curves or Brooke Burns toned tushy.
Really?
Yes.
So you're saying that they used a bait and switch marketing scheme?
Apparently.
Oh, no way.
So, Skechers USA Inc., which I did not know that that was their entire name. I just thought it was Skechers. But Skechers USA Inc. has been ordered to pay $40
million
dollars by the Federal Trade Commission. So this is mandated by the government, Federal Trade Commission, that the footwear company made unfounded claims that its shape-up shoes does something that it does not, which is strengthen people's butt, their legs, and their core. Lots of celebrities actually have endorsed these products. Everyone from Kim Kardashian to Brooke Burke to our favorite pro wrestler, Mick Foley.
Right, we love him. We love him in his coif of hair.
Yes. So a lot of that $40 million is going to be going towards refunds to the customers. And it's not going to anybody in particular, but you can go to the FTC website, the Federal Trade Commission website, to file a claim,
okay,
and you'll get a voucher. And I guess they love these vouchers. And it's, you'll get a payout.
Oh, you get a payout.
I guess.
All right. So, sounds like a good thing for you if you love bait and switch tactics and you want to be part of a class action lawsuit.
Yeah. Now Skechers has denied the allegations,
oh, of course,
but said
they did,
that it settled to avoid a long litigation. So basically Skechers said that they could not ignore the exorbitant cost and endless distractions of several years spent defending multiple lawsuits and multiple courts throughout the country. So they just decided to say $40 million, that's fine, instead of, you know, stretching this out over 10 years and $100 million, we'll just $40 million, here you go.
Let's call
you. If anybody wants a refund, that's fine. $5 million is going to go to the states, and $5 million in class action attorney fees.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
The rest of that is all going towards... but they're going to do research. They're not going to say that this doesn't still help. They're denying the allegations and pending more research. They're still making the shoes, and they're still going to sell the shoes, though.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here on the show. When we come back, did you know that a tick might be able to turn you into a vegetarian?
I know it could give me Lyme disease.
Well, you're going to find out.
You're just going to be eating limes?
Nope. We're going to find out something different. We'll be back after this.
River City, rascals all the way.
This isn't the same old Rascals.
Rascals Baseball is back and better than ever. Opening night is Friday, May 18th, when the Rockford Riverhawks come to town, and River City has the best opening night ticket offer in Rascals history. Purchase a ticket for Friday's opener and receive a free ticket to Saturday's game. Concessions have been revamped. Enjoy the new, better-priced food like the $2 hot dog, and try the new barbecued nachos and Big Philly steak. It's Rascals Baseball the way it should be. Affordable, family fun.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom222.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's May, and that means Mother's Day. This month's Certified Performance in Moscow Mills wants to honor and treat all mothers. Every day in May, we are offering a 5% discount, and on the 14th through the 18th, all mothers will get 10% off. Also, during the entire month, all mothers getting their ride service will receive a free flower, compliments of Troy Flower Shop. It's a Mother's Day special at Certified Performance in Moscow Mills. Call them at 636-356-4200 or stlcarrepair.com.
Weather brought to you by Quiver River Electric.
I'm Rod Tanner with Westplex Weather. For this afternoon, it'll be sunny and warm with a high of 89. We'll have partly cloudy conditions overnight, a low 66. Sunday, there's a good chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. It'll be partly sunny for a high 85 with winds to 15 miles an hour. Monday, we'll start the week with a mostly sunny day, our high 75. Tuesday continues to be sunny with a high of 75. That's a look at Westplex Weather, and I'm Rod Tanner.
Quiver River Electric, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Can I work it? Can I work it? I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. I'm like, girl, flipping it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Q. My name, of course, is Mark Blaine, joined today by Savage Vibrations host and cohort in the world of media, Matt Kruger, chilling out over there in his Galaga shirt.
For a good time, insert coin.
Yeah, you need to get up on that mic, dear buddy.
For a good time, insert coin.
Yeah, because nobody can hear you sitting way back there.
It's like I'm in a room very far away.
Sort of, yeah, it is, but they can't hear you at all. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, here's the situation. Before the break, and man, you're just moving that mic around. Just
I had to bring it closer to my face where I was sitting.
I give you a good
chill
point.
Out.
Ticks.
Well, make me jump over this table at you.
Ticks are known for transmitting disease, but they've also been known to make people deathly allergic to meat, Matt.
No.
Yes. Evidently, they make every woman allergic to meat, apparently.
Why are a lot of girls vegetarians as opposed to men?
I don't know.
Is it a genetic predisposition to being sensitive to death?
Sensitive to stupidity?
Sensitive to death and plight of animals that are put here on the earth for us to eat anyway.
So here's the deal. Discover Magazine is running a really interesting post on a little-known facts about allergies. The link between ticks, meat, and violent allergic reactions immediately stuck out. Since 2009, immunologist Scott Cummings has been studying the bizarre connection. His research reveals that tick bites can trigger the production of antibodies that target alpha-galactoside, a carbohydrate found in beef, pork, and lamb. The next time you eat your meat, your body may use these antibodies to mount a violent, self-destructive immune response, more commonly known as anaphylaxis. We've had people nearly die, Cummins said. What's really chilling about this is that there's a good chance you won't have any idea that you've developed a meat allergy to begin with. After all, ticks are usually pretty benign parasites. They can carry and transmit diseases, but rarely do so. So in most cases, there's no cause for concern. But if your body does happen to start producing anti-alpha-gal antibodies, you won't know it until the next time you eat meat, which point they have a potential to facilitate anaphylaxis and, of course, make you die.
That sucks.
Yeah, so the tick can bite you. You have no idea that it gave you this. So you're just chilling there, and you decide to sit down and eat one of those delicious Whoppers from Burger King. And as you start to bite in, all of a sudden, you start to clench up, buddy. Throat starts to tighten. Game over. Didn't even realize it.
So you follow UFC?
Yes, I do follow UFC.
Who's your favorite fighter?
My favorite fighter in the UFC is honestly, man, I really like watching Anderson Silva. The guy is really talented.
What's your opinion on John Bones Jones?
Love John Bones Jones. I think John Bones Jones is probably the next best fighter in UFC currently. Like, as far as, like, watchability goes, yeah.
He's the light heavyweight champ.
That's right.
Okay. Breaking news.
Okay, breaking news.
John Bones Jones was arrested early this morning for DUI after he totaled his Bentley. This is actually reported by TMZ not too long ago. He was involved in an accident around 5 a.m. in Birmingham, New York. We're told the car, which Jones crashed into a pole, was totaled, and cops arrested Jones on the scene for DUI.
Of course.
Taken into custody and bailed out a few hours later by his mom.
Well, you know, that's going to happen. You know, he's a real respectable dude. Like, takes the job of being a fighter seriously. You know, he takes care of his family. He's got a wife and daughter, I'm pretty sure. Which is kind of weird. Why would your mom come bail you out when you have a wife and daughter? But I don't know where they live normally. She might have been living, like, he might be from New York, been up there visiting his mom, you know what I'm saying? And, like, because his last fight was just earlier this month when he fought Rashad Evans.
Yeah, Jones last fought on April 21st, defeating Rashad Evans by unanimous decision.
Yep. So, you know, he's still in it. You know, he'll be starting to get ready for going back into training camp here in the next few weeks, I would assume, for his next fight. Because about every 3 to 4 months, these guys fight. So, basically, they have a fight, they take a month off, then they run right back into it for, like, a good 2 to 3 months solid of training, and then they have their next fight. That's how it usually works. By the way, Speaking of fighting, I'm obviously fighting all of you, trying to give you free tickets to see Creed. I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
Dude, I even posted on Facebook to all my, you know, all the people that I know.
Is
I'm like,
Creed
hey,
just that
call
unpopular?
Into this number, free Creed tickets. And then after 15 minutes, nobody had responded. And I'm like, so nobody wants to go see Creed?
Is Creed honestly that unpopular? There's no way. They were a great band.
Well, I don't think Creed is a bad band. I think a lot of people have a very, very sour taste in their mouth from Scott Stapp, and not in that kind of way. I just think that he's burned a lot of bridges in the hearts of fans.
Do you remember the tan mom from a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I do.
The lady who took the daughter into the tanning booth. 6-year-old or whatever it was, against her will or whatever, and then claimed that it wasn't that. At home, the tanning mom, Patricia Krenzel, is living like a regular starlet nowadays. She decided the other day to go cavorting around in front of her house, topless. She already looks
Nobody
like
wants a, to see. Did you ever see There's Something About Mary with
Magda.
Yeah, it'll be that.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's my point. Like, it's ridiculous how bad this lady looks. She looks like a shriveled up baseball glove and peanut all in one.
Oh, my God.
Literally, she looks like a peanut shell that, like, you crack off to eat the peanuts on the inside. She looks like a peanut shell, but super dark mahogany brown. And, yeah, she decided to take her top off and go flashing it around. So I guess she was able to pull off exactly what she wanted out of all of this.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's not real attractive,
I'm sitting here and I'm looking at... She's just...
Ugly? Go ahead. Say it. You want to say it?
Yeah.
Ugly? Oh, she's totally ugly, dude. No
she's,
way.
She's no way, brown.
Would you do it? Would you do it?
I don't think I could.
I mean, would you do it? Would you? I mean,
I don't. No, I don't think I could.
$100 for $100. I'll pay you $100.
I don't know.
$200.
Give me $1,000. I'll probably pull it off. I'd probably do it for $1,000.
$1,000.
Why not?
You'd be willing to make sweet, sweet, sweet. Innocence.
Oh, I didn't say anything about that. Sweet. I didn't say anything about it as being sweet, 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 or anything having to do with love, okay? But I could probably get the job done. That's what I'm saying.
Here, I got 48 things right here in front of me right now that are going to make you feel old, Matt. Are you ready?
Oh, jeez.
We're going to finish off the show on this, and I'm just going to do 10 of them. Here we go. I don't even know how to react to this first one. I'm assuming that's Ned Flanders' wife.
Yeah, that is Ned Flanders' wife.
She's been dead for 11 years, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me feel
The kid from Clarissa Explains It All looks like you.
What?
He looks a lot like you.
Oh, no.
Remember the little girl from Curly Sue? The movie with James Belushi?
No.
Okay, she's 30 now.
Okay.
Dude,
have you seen the girl from the My Girl? The movie My Girl? She's in... she's on this new show. Was it Weeds? That she's on now?
Oh, I have no
idea. She's all grown up. She's got like a degree, and she's super attractive and really smart right now.
Remember
And she's my age.
Remember Butterfinger BBs?
Yes.
Haven't been sold in 6 years.
Oh, jeez.
They've been off the market for 6 years.
No better lay a finger
on
my Butterfinger.
Remember Squeeze-Its?
Yeah.
Squeeze-Its, the squeeze drink?
Yeah.
They still sell something like Squeeze-It, but Squeeze-It itself haven't been sold in over 11 years.
Oh, my God.
Remember Pepsi Twist?
No.
With the lemon in it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 12 years. Hasn't been around for 12 years.
Oh, my God,
years.
Is that the Ecto Cooler?
Yeah.
Dude, they sold Ecto Cooler for so much longer after Ghostbusters
gone.
Came out.
Just gone. Gone. Planet hasn't been a planet for over 5 years. That's weird. Like, it's been 5 years since they came up with...
Pluto hasn't been a planet for 5 years.
That's right. And remember the guy who hosted Blue's Clues?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he looks now. Yeah. He's licking his lips in a real sexual way.
He looks creepy. He looked creepy before.
Kids born in 1995 graduated high school this year, dude. Born in 1995.
Oh, jeez.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be time for us to get out of here. Here's what I need you guys to do. Since nobody wanted to call in and get the free Creed tickets today, Matt, you are the proud winner of a pair of Creed tickets.
Woohoo!
What if? Yeah. Okay, also, now, let's say you're just, like, not catching this. You're listening to this on The Boiling Point. At theqnow.com, you go to The Boiling Point section. I post extra show content that you don't normally get for free. You get it for free there, and you guys can check it out. Let's say you wanted to go to the Creed concert, but you get a chance. Go to theqnow.com, click on the Facebook link, or go to facebook.com/theqnow, T-H-E-Q-N-O-W. Go on there and like the page. I'm going to be choosing randomly a winner in the next couple of days from the likes on the Facebook page, and that person's going to win a pair of passes to go see Creed live in concert on Saturday, May 26th at the Paget Theater here in St. Louis. Also, don't forget to check out Savage Vibrations at facebook.com/savagevibrations. Also, don't forget to go to theqnow.com. Check out the old shows. Check out the uncensored show that I do once a week. This past week, we had on our friend Travis. What a great regressive he is. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been The Q on KYRO 1280 AM. We will see you next week.